Hello.
Dean.
Yes, sir.
Have you seen all this stuff April's spewing out about Men and Williams?
I heard about that background yesterday, and we hit it hard today. I think he got just tangled up. I mean, it's silly to suppose that because we asked him to take an interest in Africa in any way, that any downgrading of Men and Williams, he should have hit that with a flat no instead of fooling around with it.
I think he ought to call him in and say something, or somebody ought to. It's on the wires, and it's very humiliating to me, and a good deal of stuff that comes out that way, this backgrounding is, but this is just too much to suffer. It says Williams was late President Kennedy's first major appointment. Being formed, Kennedy called it a job second to none. Williams opposed, along with the other northern liberals, Johnson's bid for the presidential nomination. He shouted no from the convention floor when Johnson got the vice presidential nomination. The report suggested this was a factor in Johnson's decision that Harriman, the department's third-ranking official, should devote this time to African matters. Now, I have never made such a decision. I know anything about it.
No, nor have we. Nor are we in the department.
I damn sure make him walk the carpet or apologize or resign. I just think this is awful to do this to a president. I'm getting tired of it. In truth, sources said no grudges held. Relations are surprisingly cordial. Johnson's pleased. Williams will be sent this year on another trip, but the reports indicated that Johnson somehow held Williams responsible for failing to properly evaluate the situation in Zanzibar. And sources said that Williams warned in December that things could get a bit rough around the edges. However, officials said Johnson, now all these damned officials over there talking instead of doing something. Johnson does want a seventh-floor man to take continuing responsibility for Africa. Someone, he said, can be held responsible for what happens. This means that Williams, a sixth-floor man, who previously reported to Rusk, Harriman, and Under Secretary Ball, will now report primarily to Harriman. The White House said this will give Williams continuing high-level support. Williams, a longtime friend of Harriman, said he's going to be happy. I think you ought to tell Harriman in the morning that he better call in his same group that background him and just tell him that they've misrepresented things, they've misled him, that it's unjust to the president to bring this up.
The tail end of that probably came from Reedy's backgrounding today. The very end of it.
If Harriman can't get it straightened out, I can, because I'll have one, and I damn sure make it clear. And just tell him that these fellas that sit around in their armchairs and mouth over in the State Department on background about how goddamn important they are ought to get out. That's what I think.
Well,
I'm not pleased with Harriman's griping around here all through this thing. Ever since I took over, he's been mouthing about something. Now he's promoted himself, and I'm no intimate of Williams, as you know.
Yeah.
But I think it's cruel, and I think it's unfair, and I don't play that way. And I think you ought to tell Harriman that. If you don't want to tell him that, I will. But I sure as hell don't like this, and I've called today. I told Bundy to call over early this morning to see it got straightened out, but tonight they got it the lead story on the UPI wire.
Yeah, well, I asked for a transcript of this background so I can see what he really said. I think that these boys, for the next several months, they're going to be trying to manufacture things like this anyhow.
But that's why you ought to tie him up. He's got no business having a damn big background anyway.
Well, it was supposed to be a background on his African trip. But, anyhow, I'll get hold of him in the morning, Mr. President.
Fine.
All right.